right, let's go to the couple of shuvos of the Maharsham. This exchange of correspondence of 1865, talking of the civil, around the time of the Civil War, just there. So, had this been made public, the Moise family then turned out differently. Their scholarship is a more visionary approach for them. All right, now let's also look at a man who had more vision than most. This was, Shlomo Mordechai Shvadron, the Maharsham. Again, this is now at the beginning of this century, not the end of the last century. This is basically a confirmation of what Shlomo Kluger's. So now my numbering goes a little haywire, back to 27 again. Okay? Mikhtavo higiyanu, the aldvar she'elato b'din nesuei ha'tarovet, shenatavu kaip avonoteno rabim b'rinigatchem, שנשאו ישראלים עם נשים נכויות, וכן להפך. Jewish men married non-Jewish women, vice versa, על ידי הקרות, הנקרא ציביל. They were civil marriages. הנקרא ציביל air, civil marriages. וילדו בנים. ויש מהם שבאו הנשים הנכויות להתגייר הם ולמיהם ולמולם, והביש בשם כחום אחד שאסור לקבלן מדין המגורה ביבנות חבדלת, והניתן על השפחה והנחלית ונתגיירו לא יחנוס. והנה בגוף הדין כבר העריך הגון מרבים בשלו וקוגר זר מברוד בשאלת בתשובת קוג טעם ודעת ועדות כמה סמירי שלמת והביא מתשובת מעריך של השקוף חפטט ומברוד דווקא וניתן בכל בעלמה אסור משום שמחזק על הזאת שפתיים אבל בידענו בביור המוסם שבא עליה מצווה איך ונכנסה יחד עם הלשן הנמוכי יוסף ובית שמו שם מוכיח את הדם בידוע הפעדים לא יכנס יש לומד המריק קולק על נמוכי יוסף וגם יש לומד המוכי יוסף מריק באופן ואינו מפורסם ועל כל פנים כדאי מריק לסמוך עליו עד כאן תופס דבריו וגם בשאלות לשורת יהושע I don't know this particular תשובה באמצע התשובה היו מדברי מריק והמיס כן בדעת רשי יבוא מתכוון בין זה הניתן עוד יצאת יצאת וכן והרמבן הביא יצאת let's skip down a little bit ולכן נראה ברור, כמו שחטות המעריק מראי גם תנו למה שם ברוך בענק בתשובה, אבל הנה בתשובה ספר הדור לרמב״ם, סימן קופלה מבייז, הנה לקרות בתשובה לרמב״ם, that we started after seeing the תשובה סביב, ועובדה ביחד שקנה שפחה נחרית ונתייחד עמה, ועבור המן ובור a slave, non-Jewish slave girl, and had intimate relations with her, and the Heshiv is on the Shanao, but I didn't tell her to look like Hashem Hashem, but feel the Giyutak, he loved me better up, and then we could have been in a house more to Asher Lotov, she is Tadlu Bukhalos, the Garish Hamazov, or she is Shakrera Tav Yisaena. The Yachki and Itan Bukhulu Eno Yechol Yisaena, Lachat Kila, Achen Kasher Pasaknu Bidroim Eilu, she Garish Yisaena, Mepnei Takanat Hashavim, ואמרנו מוטב שיוכל לא תאב ולא שומן עצמו ושמחנו על אומרים זר אי צלחת לשם היתר ותאותיך ויכול לסענה עד כאן לשנה זה עוד בתשובה ברמב״ם למצוא הרי מפורש שבחהי גבנה שיש וקוש מוכלו ראוי להתיר איסור זה שרק לחתילה להציל נפשות ובאמת שבסימן כפיים זין מפורש כן ברמה בשם מריק אם יש וקוש יתיר אותה בדבר because it's a possibility that we'll have a bad end יש להתיר, להתם בקנויה, הרי למה מוכר שגם בלילדן יש להרוג, כן באים שם בשל תשובת יותר יוצא ויחד הרמב״ם אמר לי רק בניתן, הרי כבר נקרא לזה גם בפועל לנו רק איסור לחתחילה ועד רבה יש להתיר, זה גדול שבא לא תיופה, לכן הכל קודם אחד גם יש להתיר So that's his, he simply certifies the heter of Shlomo Kluger that came earlier and And he repeats this, so I won't go back to repeat to the Masham again. Okay. Now let's come to a series of more difficult problems. These are now a series of tshuvas of the Malamed Lahorach, and with David Tzvi Hoffman. So maybe we should pause. Did I pass out the biography of Hoffman? Yeah. Do I have one? Yeah, fine. David Tzvi Hoffman.
It could be a second page. It could be a second page.
Yeah, well, you have. I Xeroxed this on a top, so here I have to make it a little.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
You go to Israel, so you don't need a top.
His son was in the left side, right? His son was in the Arama on the left side in the 60s.
I don't know. But what do I have one?
Yeah.
What happened to mine?
I'll listen. Yeah, I'll take one down.
Okay. There should be enough.
Oh, yeah, here's one.
Okay. Rabbi David C. Hoffman, 1843-1921, rabbi and biblical and Talmudic scholar. Hoffman was born in Verbo, Slovakia, and studied in Hungarian Yeshivot, as well as in the Hildesheimer Seminary in Eisenstadt. He later studied at the universities of Vienna, Berlin, and Tübingen. In 1873, when Hildesheimer established his rabbinical seminary in Berlin, he invited Hoffman to lecture on the Talmud and the Poskim, and later also on the Pentateuch. After Hildesheimer's death in 1899, Hoffman was appointed director of the seminary. He was a member and later chairman of the Beit Din of the Adas Yisrael congregation in Berlin. Till the end of his life, he was regarded as the supreme halakhic authority of German Orthodox Jewry and was inundated by questions on halakha from most of the German rabbis. In 1918, on his 75th birthday, he was awarded the title of professor by the German government. Hoffman was reserved by nature, but nevertheless he taught publicly and voiced his opinion on public matters. He was a member of the executive of Agudat Yisrael, but at the same time spoke on behalf of Zionism, although fearing the reaction of extremists, he hesitated to publish his opinion. His responses are distinguished by a concern with contemporary conditions and a tendency to leniency wherever possible in matters of halacha, though he was a violent opponent of reform. In several of his works, as for example in his apologetic book on the Shulchan Aruch, he directed a polemic against anti-Semites, non-Jews, and apostates who criticized the lack of law. His biblical investigations, too, were directed against biblical criticism. These writings, which occupied him for many years, were viewed by Hoffman as a holy undertaking, an obligatory battle to answer the science of the belief, those new critics who come as oppressors to violate the Holy Torah. In his work opposing Bellhausen, Hoffman rejected the theory of sources, but did not formulate an original method of biblical investigation, relying on the basic assumption of Torah from heaven. In his commentary to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, he emphasized the importance of rabbinical, homiletical, and exegetical interpretation for an understanding of these books. His approach to biblical investigation was essentially the result of the conditions of his time and place. On the other hand, Hoffman advocated Talmudic criticism as long as it did not negate the halacha, and this aroused the anger of several rabbis, amongst them Thompson and Paul Hirsch. Hoffman was amongst the first German Orthodox Jews to investigate and interpret the Talmud by means of a critical method in German. Most of his Talmudic studies, written in German, deal with Tanaic literature, and in his investigation of the Mishnah, he concluded that it was the first Mishnah that was edited before the destruction of the Central Temple, Second Temple, and on which the later Tanaim were divided in opinions. And in his investigation of the Halakhic Medrashim, which is his most important work, he established the relation of different anonymous writers and halachic midrashim to two different schools and formulated a system dividing all halachic midrashim into two types, those originating in the school of Rabbi Shmuel and those in the school of Rabbi Akiva. He thus explained the differences in various midrashim in terminology and the names of Tanaim mentioned and the methods of interpretation. Although this explanation has been rejected by Hanuch Albeck, it's to Hoffman's credit that he was the first to discuss the problem in all its manifestations, that he recognized the existence of the division of Medrashim and described the evidence of this division, and that he laid foundation for further research on Tanaic Medrashim. Hoffman even attempted by way of selection from the Midrash Gadol to reconstruct Medrashim which had been lost. It was proven, however, from manuscripts discovered later, that his method was not always sufficiently scientifically based. In 1876 to 93, Hoffman edited together with Berliner the Magazine für die Wissenschaft des Judentums. And in 1884 to 95, he edited the monthly Israelitische Monatsschrift. Hoffman's area of interest and knowledge was comprehensive and also included Semitic and classical philology and mathematics. He was a prolific and diligent scholar. In addition to his great works, he wrote hundreds of articles which made significant contributions to philological research into the Talmud. A fest trip was established in his honor on the occasion of his 70th birthday, which opened to a bibliography of writings compiled by Fischer. Despite his greatness, Hoffman was humble and modest, with outstanding qualities to manifest both in the scientific world and public life and in his private life. Those who knew him considered him one of the spiritual heirs and successors of the Hasidic ashram. Now let's read this series of chulas, which gets successively more difficult. Simon Pedes. Badakwan Mao. That's on my page 30. Simon Pebes of the Malami Lahore. Badakwan Mao. Hate Anuno again the Nishan Asana Krit, or Lipima Ben. Yoto Ben Nimol of Piavir Vishmona. Yakshavu Kaloko Gavut, or Avro Selahak Vilo. ולמאו פשיטה לי וצריך הטפת תמרית הנה לא בא מעשה כזה עדיין לפנינו אמר מי דפשיטה לי וצריך להדפת תמרית לא ביהיה לו את העמל ומי יתעתי אינו צריך לא מבואי אם ידע המועל שהוא בן נחית יש למד במספם המלות אלו שם גאות ואף שהיה המועל קל בדעת ולא עשה שאלה ובשאלה למועל פינות כזה מכל מקום אין לומר בוודאי שהוא עם הארץ שאינו יודע שבן הנחית דינו כנחית ועל כל פנים היה לו ספק בדבר ומתכוון למעלו בשם גאות אלא אפילו את שלום הזה לא ידע המוהל כלל שאינו נחית וסבור שהתינות ישראל גמור הוא ולא מול אותו לשם גאות מכל מקום על כל פנים מול אותו לשם מצפת מילה ומצפת מילה חד המצווה היא בין ישראלים בין גרים שמצווה עלינו למול את הזכרים ומה שאמר זה המהול צריך לתת ממנו דם ברית היינו כגון ערבי מהול או שנימו לו רפואה. So that's his decision. If indeed these children in New Orleans were circumcised and then later when they grew up wanted to convert to Judaism they do not require hatafat dam brit, all they need to do is go to the mission. It's not a terribly difficult decision to take, but it shows his tendency in this direction.
They were circumcised properly in the first place, right?
Yes, but...
They made a mistake, though.
Well, they...
Locked it up?
No, the circumcision was proper, but it was not intended for Gabel, because the moral presumably either did not know or did not ask whether he could circumcise the child of a non-Jewish mother.
So what was his function? What was he doing? Just before?
No, he was called in by the father, and he, you know, for... I don't know what happens today in Boston when there are a lot of mixed marriages, but presumably when a mother was called in to perform Mila, one, as the Simon says, one out of two things happened. Either he was aware that the mother was not Jewish, in which case the mother himself thought that he was intending to do this for Gerwood, even though the Gerwood didn't really take place until much later. And therefore Hoffman says that circumcision is valid. Or the mother didn't know at all that the mother was non-Jewish, in which case he thought he was circumcising a Jewish child and there was no intent for circumcision for Mila L'Shem Geirut. Nevertheless, he decides that it's a valid Mila. He said it. Whatever he said at the time, he said it like he said it presumably for any child. The question is, what did he know when he didn't know? And Rav Hoffman says that either way, don't ask. All right. Now the problems get a little bit harder. This next one is not all that hard because it's basically the same problem that was a, had a religion with Shlomo Kruger, just that apparently I don't think he's aware of Shlomo Kruger's chair. השאלה מבואה מתוך התשובה, כמובן לתכנות ידי סמלוי של חסף ידי, ואין מקבלים גר שבוא להתגייר בשביל שנתן עיניו באישה יהודית. אמנם כבר הקשיעו לך לעשות יבנות החבדל על המדי, לא בימי, ואחר כפר כמה לשבת מגילה ובייר לגוי, שאמר אמנת לעשות קרן גרול, וכן מרחיסטה במנחות, אמר אמנת שנעשה לאו של תלמוד, ותארץ תוספות ובטוחים היו בסופן לעשות בשם שמיים. וחתם בית יוסף ובשך סלחים, ומכאן יש ללמוד דרכו לפי ראות עיני הביתים. והנה, אם ברור זה עיני הביתים שעושה לשם שמיים, אך בנתן עיניו גם בגישה יהודית, יש להכיר לקבלו. והנה, בנידון דדן, זה כבר נסע היהודית כמיניהם, since this non-Jewish man had already married this Jewish woman, והיא כבר הפתירה עצמה לו ומעודה ממנו, דבר ברור שתנסה לו אף שלא יתגייר. But she will marry him since she's pregnant, even though if he doesn't, it does not convert. And כן, רגליים לדבר בעושה לשם שמיים. ועוד, אם לא מקבלנו, תנסה לו באיסור דאורייתא, ויהודית לגוי איסור מדאורייתא, אם כן, טוב שנקבלנו משתנסה לו באיסור. ואי כאשר האין אומרים לו לאדם חטא בשביל שיזכה חברתו, ואיך יעשה ביתן האיסור שיקבלו גר שלא מתגייר שם שמיים כדי להציל את האישה מאיסור גדול מזה, שכל ימיה באיסור היא, ההיא פשעה בדבר, על זה יש גם אחד לאף אגב בתחילתה בפשיעה והפתירה עצמה לנפרים, מכל מקום שרפה באונס, כתיבה נהיא מעודרת ממנו, אינה יכולה לסבור בהושתה שלא מנפל לה. ומתיירד ששום איש לא יישאנה מיתר ותצטרך להישבד גם מודע כל ימיה. She may have been guilty of the initial passion from which she got pregnant, but now she is in an untenable situation if you don't let them get married. ולכל הפחות במיני לדן המסכיר לתת לשבת, פעם רבים וכתיבה לשם שתממציאה עצמו וזנות אמן לנסים, ועוד אם תנסה לגי גם זרה מצד שמצד הדין הם יהודים גמורים יהיו נמשכים אחרי הבאים ודימותו ומבושים, ואלה הצאון נחתו, ועל כן טוב שיעשו בית דין איסור הזוטה לקבר את הגר ולהרגילו בדת יהודית שיצא ממנו זה על המעלה. ומכל מקום יזהירו בית דין את הגוי להישמר ולהיזהר בכל דת יהודית בפרט בשבת ובמחלות אסורות, ותן טוב לקבר מן ההבטחה במקום שבועה. A written guarantee that he will fulfill the mitzvah. So basically all that this is a decision on his own part without being aware either of the Shiva of Shlomo Kruger or the Shiva of the Rambam sustaining their position. If you're allowed to accept converts who are married already or want to marry Jewish spouses. Okay. Now we come to a more difficult question.
An abortion is not an option.
Shaila. Now, this is a much more complicated question. 32. We'll read through all, I don't think we'll get through all of them today, but we'll get enough of a feel for what's going on. Ben Nachrit Yisrael, Shehinocho Aviv Limo, a son of a non-Jewish woman married to a Jewish man, whose father had been circumcised, Ve'ein Anu Yodim Midam Mikvah, we don't know whether he went to the mikvah or not, והוא אינו שומר מצווה, גם מחלל שבת, he doesn't even keep Shabbos, אך הוחזק ליהודי, but nevertheless he identifies with the Jewish community, ומשלם גם מס לקופת הקהילה. Remember, in Germany at that time, all citizens, unless they declared themselves to be religionless, without religion, had to pay a certain tax to the various communities. the Catholics or the Protestants or the Jews, right? But he was paying the tax to the Jewish community. V'atah rotzah lisa isha Yisraeli. And now he wants to marry a Jewish woman. V'yekshar lahakvilo v'kabalat ha-mitzvot, kevan she'eno shomer mitzvah lo yotzah l'kabel. Since he is not keeping the mitzvot, how can we take into the mikvah as far as
the
commitment to the mitzvah? Im mutar l'sadeh lo kiddushin, ba'asher sheyesh rakush sheim lo yisad lo yisa ishto b'tzeviria. Should the rabbi arrange for this marriage? Because if not, he'll just get married anyway in the civil marriage. Tshuva. Ma sherotze mar lomar b'chila de'im nachshev otav k'nachrim tzarech hatapat ta'amdut lanu yadayti ze'eino. This is a repetition. It wasn't formulated here as part of the question, but apparently it must have been part of the original question. And he just simply says, he repeats his position. Kevan d'imo l'shem mitzvat milah, ein tzarech hatapat ta'amdut. Kva hokakti b'zev la'er. V'chein mashma b'sefer mentach tinuch al sefer mitzvat milah, lo b'sefer b'tor yaseh, etc., etc. Okay. If this child had actually been circumcised and went to the mikvah, he's a geir. The mistama ha'aved yoli mo v'atzkamat imo, v'azchut ha'yallah im lada nishar itzalav v'hum v'fanasot. Since according to German law, the father has authority over his child from the non-Jewish woman, so he says that if actual tevila took place while this child was an infant, then we can consider this person as having been a full-fledged gay. And there's aval da'aka, but the problem is the lo yadinan in nitval karo. We don't know whether a proper tefillah took place. Umasha katat b'shem rav gomer yosef nado l'smoch al chazaka shenasa kadin. V'ani yadati yesh lo gam gen b'zeh, al pi masha katat morim rav shut, etc. V'nachud yosef ha v'yisur midoraita, v'asav et yoraita. V'ach yesh chazaka shenasa kol kadin, mikom kam haray an olad menachum yesh lo chazkat yisur, do ha v'goy kishim olad ha v'chazaka nekir. V'zaka v'asav v'ach min b'sav et yoraita. Okay, Mila Dati, the Midei Safek Onak. The Kvar Katab Arambam Perkigen was in the Dia, the Mbogel, the Sol Yisraelit, Sukh Shifol, the Panein, the Ken Pasak, the Rodeus, and the Red Kotet. The Ata Nechzeyana, Imahani Kishitoblin Akshab below Kabbalah Mitzvot. This is your question, Mr. Weinstein, from about 3 or 4 weeks ago. What happens now when we take him to the mikvah, when there is no kabbalat ol mitzvot, hinei v'yodei asimunoi samedcheh, katav the kabbalat mitzvot, afilu b'v'yeved mi'akev, im einad v'yom u'v'shlovsha. V'imkein kol shekein de ma'akev im lo kibel kval mitzvot. If the v'yodei says that you have to have kabbalat ol mitzvot in the daytime in the presence of an entire bezdin, and certainly if there's no kabbalat mitzvot at all, this should not be valid. ויאפשר בסוף סבן לא יצא מוכב כבד ובייבן הבגר רק שלא לביא עוד שכר המצוות בינשן מכל מקום קבלת המצוות מאחר אפילו בייבן וכן כתב בקונטרוס ובכתור יעשה לידה בשם בעל בית יצחק אמנם לי הקחתי הדבר צריך יהיו I still have questions now whether the Kabbalah or HaMitzvot was necessary a sine qua non without which a conversion cannot take place. The HaKatav of Rav HaMagid to Akeri in Menuch HaSalmaneh that says that Pashut Ve'en Hodalah HaMitzvot Ma'akeh that since we've already learned and you saw that in the Vitra and the others that Hodalah HaMitzvot is not absolutely necessary ואיך יקבל המצוות אם אינו יודע המצוות. That's not such a strong argument, but that nevertheless is his position. אם כן משמע, וגם קבלת המצוות אינו מעטה בידי עבד, ואין לי פנאי לעיין בזה כעת. אך, נראה לי, כבמידי לדן, יש ספק אם כבר נעשה גר על ידי מילות תבילה או לא, ואם כן מצד ספק זה כבר מתחייב המצוות מדאורייתא, דרכם הוא המספק דאורייתא מאותו מקום, ואין מאפשר לנו את האיסור. אם כן הרי, אם נגיד לכם מצוות, ואם זה, אז אם ישוע עשור הצד היותר טוב, שיקבל מצוות הפעם, אבל מכל מקום, כיוון דאי אפשר לעשות תבילה וקבל מצוות, די בתבילה ולא קבלת המצוות. So that's his position here. Since in this particular case there is a doubt anyway as to whether a valid tefillah has taken place, therefore Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot will not be necessary. And we will just tell this man to go to the mikvah once again, or to go to the mikvah period, and we will allow him to marry into the Jewish family.
They leave the witness society. What is the practice? They had a civil marriage. The wife is Jesus.
The founding wife killed this guy, I
thought.
Prophet Tevila
would be with Aiden,
wouldn't he? Yeah, Tevila would be with Aiden in front of the Besdin and anything, but the main point here is your question, namely that this man, we know that he smokes his cigar on Shabbos, and that he identifies as part of the Jewish community, but nevertheless, he's Mechallel Shabbos, and he doesn't keep any of the mitzvot. So what good is the tefillah going to be in that particular case if Kabbalah's old mitzvot is a sine qua non, if you can't possibly have a conversion without Kabbalah's old mitzvot. So we will see that it gets more complicated as we move on to the next shuls. But what Huffman is saying here is that he is not convinced that Kabbalah's old mitzvot is an absolute essential for conversion. A thought in position. And we will see how it follows through in its later Shuvah. And therefore, in a case like this, where he may have been converted already, then you will rely on a dip in the mikvah without Kabbalah's own mitzvah as allowing this man to be considered a full-fledged Jew and therefore marry a Jew.
Why the dip in the mikvah at all?
Because it was a sukkah. There may have not been any gifts. He has no chazakah with him. He does it. It's against the chazakah. Since we don't know that he ever went to the mikvah as a child. So if he went to the mikvah as a child, there's no problem. If he didn't go to the mikvah as a child, well, then we don't have Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. So at least to that extent, where there's a suffix that is not necessary, we will consider this tevilah as giving us a valid conversion. Okay? I think our time is almost up, and we will continue with more startling tshuvas from Rav Huffman as we continue down the list. And we will leave this to the next time, which will be Wednesday, Holomoy, Pesach. Holomoy. It's absolutely like that, or like an American situation. So what we want to see is how Huffman dealt with this question.